You're listening to the audio production of The Way of Letting Go, One Woman's Walk Toward Forgiveness by Wilma Dirksen, published by Zondervan and read by Nan Kelly. 4. My Father. Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a constant attitude. Martin Luther King, Jr. An Introduction by Malcolm Gladwell. Some years ago, I met a man named Mike Reynolds. I went to his home in Fresno, California, and sat in his study as he told me the story of what had happened to his 18-year-old daughter, Kimber, 22 years before. She had been out to dinner with a friend in downtown Fresno when she was set upon by two young men, both convicted felons. They shot her in the head. She died a day later. On the wall behind Reynolds, there was a photograph of Kimber. In the kitchen next door, there was a painting of Kimber with angel's wings ascending to heaven. "I literally held her hand while she was dying," Reynolds said. "It's a very helpless feeling." At that moment, he told me, he made a vow. "Everything I've done ever since is about a promise I made to Kimber on her deathbed. I told her, 'I can't save your life, but I'm going to do everything in my power to try and prevent this from happening to anybody else.'" What Reynolds did was start a public campaign to dramatically stiffen California's criminal penalties. It was called Three Strikes. Criminals convicted of their second offense would see their sentences doubled, and the measure called for those convicted of their third offense, regardless of how serious it was, to face a mandatory prison time of 25 years to life. Reynolds led a statewide referendum on Three Strikes. He won. Three Strikes passed into law in California, beginning a two-decade experiment in punitive justice without parallel in the modern developed world. California spent billions of dollars on new prisons. On a per capita basis, California, by the turn of the century, had seven times as many people behind bars as Canada or Western Europe. People received life sentences for the most trivial crimes, in one case, for stealing a slice of pizza. When the measure was finally repealed in 2014, the consensus among criminologists was that the law had achieved almost none of its goals. It had locked up thousands of people at great social and financial cost with no discernible effect on California's crime rate. Over the years, many people have come to Fresno to speak to Reynolds about Three Strikes and his daughter's death. It is Reynolds' habit to take his visitors to the Daily Planet, the restaurant where his daughter ate before she was killed across the street. I heard about one of those visits before I made the same journey. Reynolds had gotten into an argument with the restaurant's owner. She told him to stop bringing people around on tours. Reynolds was harming her business. "When will this be over?" she asked him. Reynolds was livid. "Sure, it's hurt her business," he said, "but it's wrecked our lives. I told her it will be over when my daughter comes back." Reynolds wanted to take me to the Daily Planet as well. I said no. This was 2.5 hours after I had first sat down for our interview, and the intensity of his emotion was too much for me. I could not find in him even the slightest hint of peace, forgiveness, or reconciliation with what had happened. Reynolds reached across the table and placed his hand on my arm. "Do you carry a wallet?" he asked. He handed me a passport-sized photo of his daughter. "That was taken a month before Kimber was murdered. Maybe set that in there and think about that when you open your wallet. Sometimes you need to put a face with something like this." His daughter had been dead for 25 years. But to Reynolds, it was as if it had just happened. That kid had everything to live for. To have something like this happen? To have somebody kill her in cold blood like that? It just has to be stopped. That afternoon in Fresno broke my heart. Not long after my visit to Fresno, I went to Winnipeg to see Wilma Dirksen, whose book you now have in your hands. I heard about her story from my sister-in-law, who is, like Wilma, a Mennonite from Manitoba. I have to confess, looking back, that my reasons for making the trip were a bit jumbled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?